views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. If you're brand new to the show, I'm Dr. Jen, and we do all kinds of metaphysical topics. One of my favorites and the most common way that I connect with spirit is through spirit guides in animal form, or actually in any form. But most of the time I use nature because that's what I prefer. So they will connect with you in the ways that you prefer. I also work with the angelic realm, and I feel very blessed to have angels in my life on a daily basis. For those that are brand new to this, it is not worshiping angels. I do want to reemphasize that. It is allowing and receiving the gift of angels into your life and knowing that they're there to help us at any time. And you know, across pretty much all platforms, people, you know, have heard, you know, you ask and then you receive. So you ask an angel, they don't interfere with your free will. So today, another way that they are taking me with all the changes in the world is through painting. Now you're going to see, I've got my microphone set up. If you're watching the video stream, we video stream as in a simulcast right along with the audio stream. And if you want to learn about that or go check that out, you can go to my website, jenroyster.com. And it's also on my YouTube channel. Just put in Jen Royster and you can check it out there. Because I'm going to be painting today, and I've always loved painting, and I want to give you a little bit on that. I've always loved it. And with all the changes that are happening, we had some really powerful energy come in last week with the full moon that came in for October. And it's just time for us to not be afraid to go in those directions that our passions just thrive. I love painting. That was one of the reasons that I wanted to bring video in. And it's one of my favorite ways to meditate and connect with spirit. Well, they've been really nudging me and encouraging me probably in the last month to do more of that. And so I have. I put up the picture of doves that I did a couple of weeks ago, which was what came in for October. And I did that in pastels. I won't be using pastels during the show because it's very messy. And then I get it all over computer components when I have to hit a button. So I'm going to be using acrylic paints, which is more water-based, and it dries quickly. I'm doing small, very basic, quick strokes with color and paint strokes. There's an energy behind everything that I feel in the world. I just feel the world energetically, everything. I feel it. I sense it. I can hear it sometimes. I can see it. And so I'm going to be just sharing energy with you in a visual way. We're not trying to paint perfect pictures here. There's no way I have time to do that. I do take when I work with this, and I'll spend more time detailing out later, and I'll spend several hours, you know, just enjoying being with that guide or that message. It's a way that I meditate and ponder on the message, and I'm delivering more. They've chosen, or I say they've chosen, but they've actually been encouraging me to do more of that. So you're going to see a lot more, like I'll share the paintings with you that I may have done offline. And today you have an opportunity to call in and I'll paint one for you if you'd like. We can usually get at least three into the show. And so, you know, you can do that. And if you want a copy of it, we'll send it to you. Just let us know by contacting us over at my website. I'm doing these free of charge during a radio show. I mean, I do detailed ones and we do more in readings if that's something that you are interested in. And obviously, you know, that has a fee to it because of the time and involved. And it, you know, it costs money to put all these materials out and do this, but this is a gift that I want to give you. And I'm sharing something that's changing for me as well. Painting hasn't changed. It's always been there, but they're pushing me to put it to the front of the line and make it a priority and part of how I'm connecting with them. And, you know, I was wondering why, because I can connect without, but they're saying, no, you can, but we want you to do it this way as well because you love it. Why won't you allow more of what you love in? Made sense. And then I realized for everyone, if you're going through that where you know you love this, but you're having a hard time adding it into your life and you feel a little, yeah, I don't know. We really are in changing times where filling your life with your passions is your life purpose. Let me put it that way. You should have your passions into your life purpose. So that's what you're seeing me do. I'm going to live by example. And like I said, these are going to look like very basic abstracts, okay? And I will share the message as I'm feeling that today. And I also have some that are for, you know, all of us. In fact, you know, I think it was the last week, mosquito came through. Oh, my goodness. Mosquito came through and I was working with that one. And, you know, just that taking and that what in the world with the mosquito and to dilute the pain and, you know, the whole thing. And you can listen to last week's show if you want to hear about that one. The doves were bringing in peace. Obviously, they bring in hope. And everybody out there, the emotions are all on the edge. And the emotions will be diluted and easier to digest if you use the energy of water. One of the biggest messages that I'm getting for everybody, and I want to reiterate that and remind everybody, is drink more water. Even if you are drinking a lot of water, you know, just make water a priority right now. And daily washing the energy off at the end of the day, I recommend personally, because you've been absorbing and you may not even realize it. People that weren't absorbing before are now. You might be feeling a lot of hip and low back discomfort because our bodies are aligning and adjusting to new frequencies and it's making new cells. We're having a lot of activity with that right now. If you know that you don't have anything going on, if you have these crazy pains or you're having heart palpitations or headaches or you can't stay awake, you're very tired all of a sudden, or maybe you can't sleep at all, or maybe you're gaining weight or you seem like you're losing weight, you know, everybody's going to be different. Our bodies are responding to alignment, okay? We have those chakras. Your chakras are your energy centers. And the hips are right in line with the first chakra. They're all upgrading. Everything's upgrading. So you're going to feel a lot. I know that it's all I can do to keep up with all the things that they want me to share. And I'm thinking, wow. But it's an easy one for right now. If you are having some of that, you need to dilute some of this. If it's an emotional thing you're going through, dilute it. Water. If you took showers or salt baths, water will draw the energy off you naturally. If you have a blessing, you live near the sea, go dive in it, you know, get that salt water on you. Adding salt to the water helps as well. This is a big deal right now. It seems so simple. And also, I'm recommending personally that you look at what type of water you're using. For me, we are reverse osmosing our water. I don't want the fluoride in my water. I want either spring water doesn't have it either, from what I understand. When I did my homework, there was these huge lists of research. Look into getting some good water inside, okay? We don't even give tap water to our animals, and we're seeing their health improve as well. My health continually tells me, okay, let's tweak this, let's tweak that. And as I get older, I feel younger and healthier. I know. And But why not? Why not believe in a miracle like that? And you can do it too. There's a lot of people out there that are angry and they're attacking positive information that's going out there. I say to you, I'm just going to send you love anyway. I'm seeing it across the board. I mean, everybody's out there trying to do their best to help right now, but because people are angry and it didn't work real fast, or because they don't understand it yet, or they haven't applied enough, you know, now you're blaming. It's blaming. You know, we have to be accountable for ourselves. So I'm going to be starting when we come back from the break. I wanted to give you a little introduction about what we're doing. I've got all kinds of, I don't even have paint out here yet because I want to feel it in the moment. I have no idea what we're going to paint or what the messages are because I want it to be in the moment. And like you see, I don't even know if you can see this. I have blank everything. This is the palette. See, there's nothing on it. So we're going to be doing that when we start. When we come back, if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819, and we'll do a little painting for you, and we'll see what the angels have for you. Know that they won't tell you everything, but they will definitely guide you, and it's time for us to be proactive in it. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
1230 WBLQ.
And we are back. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening, or you might be watching our video live stream to the Jen Royster Show. Now, We've got callers lining up. So quickly, over in our video chat, which is on my YouTube channel, I want to say hello to everybody. A big shout out. And one of the ladies there, Candace, says she's working on her intuitive paintings. And hello to you as well, Shadonna. And looks like Shadonna might be on our line. So hang on, Shadonna. We got one right before you. So let's bring on the first caller, Brian. Let's do this. And I'm going to bring up the second cam.
That's right. Here's Kathy from Maryland.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Okay, so what are we doing for you? Do you have a question or what are we doing?
I'm like on my spiritual journey and I feel like it's not moving fast enough.
On the contrary, it's moving pretty fast, but you probably feel like you're not keeping up, so you're not moving fast enough. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because it is actually chasing us and kicking at our heels, and we're like, whoa, I'm going. And then you feel like, well, wait, I didn't quite catch that. It's not going slow like we're used to, and I'm starting to pick up colors for you, so I'm going to start painting. Hang on. Got to grab some... they wanted me to grab orange, so I'm going to grab some orange, put it out here. Are you feeling tired, like you just don't have enough energy to do it?
Yes, yeah.
That's why they had me pick orange, I think. And
you know, I would love to retire, but I don't think the time is quite right yet. So.
Well, here's the thing. All you need is intention, and to when you're doing your prayers or your meditation, just have that intention that you're going to receive in the exact way that's perfect for you. And I'm grabbing a paintbrush now because, wow, and they had me go for the biggest one I have out here. Okay, good for you. Lots of orange. And let me tell you about orange. Orange is a vitality color. Okay? So
I have orange. I'm wearing orange today.
That's a synchronicity for them to show you. And they wanted me to immediately do the shape of a heart. So that's what I'm doing. Okay. I love that. They wanted the heart. It might be showing upside down for you guys on there. And I can't fix that right now. So
I told them I wanted a big message today.
Did you really? See, that's so cool. See, that's what I love about this. And I didn't put any paint out until I knew, because I'm like, no. And they want me to just, this whole painting is, it's in the shape of a heart. So that means your heart, it's more of a disheartening that they're trying to give you a punch of vitality and new energy to say, not time to quit yet. Nope, not for you. There's things for you to grow and learn. That's what they're saying. That's what I'm getting. And so I've got this huge, I don't know if you can see it or if you're listening or watching.
I see it. I'm watching it.
Do you? I mean, we're talking basic painting stuff here, right? It's not like it's hard to do. However, they wanted this big, huge orange heart. You know, we think red for hearts and stuff like that. And I like this because how cool is that? The other thing that I'm receiving, and I'm going for another one, is, the knife. You know what that means. We're going to cut right through something. Which color? Oh my gosh. All right. I don't know what this will turn out like with. Hang on. Got to get one that'll open. I've got a blue and I'm going to go over wet paint. So it'll probably mix a little bit, but they want me to cut through with blue. What is blue? Blue for me. And they're using my, you know, when I'm deciphering, it's my decipher code, what they use for me when I know what they want me to do. Archangel Michael always comes in with blue for me. So I've got this beautiful blue, but they want you to cut right through fearlessly and open your heart and allow the light in a little bit more. All they need is a crack and it'll just start to flow. Some people are feeling a lot of that because they feel I'm just overwhelmed. It's too much. It's like, I don't know if I can do this. I'm too old. Well, I'm here to kind of squash that one because, and I love this, you know, as simple as this is, They want you to just know that there's breakthroughs coming for you. This is going to be an emotional shifting for you and a perspective shift. Don't worry about when. Don't worry about, it doesn't really feel like it's happening right now. A lot of people are feeling very disconnected because I'm trying to keep my hands out of the way so you can see this. Because they're changing the way that we connect, because we are changing and recalibrating all of our chakras. So it's kind of like, it almost feels like when you're going into another level of frequency, they're opening for the first time, but they're opening for the first time at a different level. And so some people are like, oh, I just don't know if I can do all that. I even felt like that a few months ago. I thought, what, why is it, where, what, how? And I love this message. I love that you called in. The synchronicity for what a lot of people need to hear right now, Kathy, I want to say thank you for calling in, because I feel like this for everybody. I've even felt this myself. But you don't have to worry about when or how or exactly the details. All you need to focus on right now is a true intention that you will open up. So that would be all you need to do. And that's not all that hard. You just have to, open your heart up and see what comes in. Don't be afraid to feel. You will feel some of the things that you need to heal, but that's part of the ascension process. Is that making sense for you?
Oh yeah, exactly. Because I worry, or not worry, but I think every day, when, how, what's it going to look like? You know, am I missing signs?
Right. And that's a third dimensional mindset. Actually, that's the mind trying to keep control. And all of our minds do that. Mine will do that. I'll put reminders up, or I'll ask. I'll go, okay, no, we're not going to do it that way anymore. Because this is a lot. Like, for example, me just putting this into the show is a lot for me to put into the show. And sometimes I'm exhausted and I'm thinking, all the money that I put into it, I'm like, no, I have to do this. I have to do this. And the energy comes from the divine when sometimes you'll feel the most tired and you'll have these breakthroughs because now your ego's too tired to try to get in the way. Believe it or not, that's happened to me so many times. I share that because I really feel for you that it's not even trying to figure out how, just put the intention in start with your meditations or your affirmations. Affirmations are good for the mind that thinks and processes a lot. Just say, I am what you already want. You know, I am awakening. I am opening my heart. I am filled with vitality would be a perfect one for you with this orange.
Wow. Those are good affirmations.
Yes. And I know, I was like, orange, really? I said, that's kind of interesting. And you know what's kind of cute here? I don't know if you probably can't see it, but my co-host, my big furry Akita, one of her little hairs is right here. She got like this little one stuck in the paint. Aw. She's like, that's my little 2 cents worth for you. And she's there it is. Oh, I know. You got to love it when you have animals. But you know what, Kathy? There's actually a lot to look forward to.
Great. Wow.
Yes. Did any of that resonate for you?
All of it does. All of it.
Great. Okay. So, okay. You are feeling that. That's fantastic. Because, you know,
I'm feeling it in my heart. I'm feeling it in my heart.
Orange is a good color for you to be wearing. Well, it's Halloween, so we wear orange more this time of year. But it's, you know that when your heart, you'll know when you feel those cracks. And when those cracks of light open, you'll probably have some emotional release, or you may find that you're very sensitive in a particular area, or something hurt, or something came up that you need to just process and let go of. And your mind and that ego side of us is just learning how to let go. Just let go, and it'll wear itself out. And then that's when the cracks will come in. So sometimes we feel like, gosh, I'm already exhausted and tired, and then something else happens. Exactly. And if we change our perspective when that happens, that's when the magic will come in.
I'm taking all your advice. I'm writing it down.
Well, if you miss something, we have archives, and you know we have archives, so that'll help you too. This is, I really like this message, and I'm actually going to apply it for myself as well, because I've had a few times where, how am I gonna do this? And they kept saying, no, you have to do this painting. Well, you should see what's going on above me with the camera. This is my iPhone above me.
Wow.
Blue taped. You know the blue tape or the masking tape? It's taped mm-hmm. to my ceiling fan. Because I... It's taped to my ceiling fan. They go, no, you can do this. You can do this. And I had this other equipment. I was like, no, it's not working right. But I had to have something that would work with this live stream feeding. So that does. So where there's a will, there's a way. And hopefully it won't. It'll stay up there. I know. I'm going, please stay up there. Thank you. But they were like, you do this. You do your passions. And the more that I work with it, the more energy I have. So I'm sharing that. I'm trying to be an example of like, okay, guys, I'm trying here. You guys got to try too. If we try together, we change the world because we're working individually to be a stronger light in the world. So, Kathy, go out there and have that intention. And thank you for calling in.
And thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Wow. We are going to go to break. It takes a few minutes to do these. So when we come back, we'll do the very next caller. So hang in there. We're going to get to you. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show, and we're painting with the angels because this one was definitely Michael saying, don't be afraid to let the cracks come through and put that vitality into your heart. Don't be afraid to process your emotions. What a message for all of us. I just got a chill talking about it. So we're going to take the short break. When we come back, we're going to take another caller and we're going to do another painting. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command, as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination, of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, ELAINE.com.
And we are back live. If you're watching our stream, welcome. We have a few over there watching on our YouTube channel. Just put in Jen Royster and you can find that. It's also streaming, and I have it embedded on the website if you don't want to do all that, at jenroyster.com. So I have free classes over there. One's in meditation, and these are just simple get started. And I also have one on energy healing that would be wonderful to get you started in energy healing. Energy is behind everything. That is the metaphysical approach to life, the energy behind what's going on. It's like a philosophy, like what's that perspective? And that's what I like to focus on in the show. So we're painting with the angels, we're painting readings, we're painting the energy and a message. And what I love is that a lot of times the callers that decide to call in, it just seems to fall suit that it's really a good one for everybody. So I love the synchronicity in that. And that happened with the first caller, Kathy. So let's bring on the second caller. Brian, we have another one?
Oh, of course we do. And I think we all know who it is. It's the one and only Shadana from your home country of West Virginia, or Virginia Beach, I should say.
Right. Oh, yeah. We're not West Virginia.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Shadana. Oh, and Shadana's over in our video, too. Same Shadana, right? Hey, how are you doing, dear?
I am so wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing what I love, even though it feels like I'm trying to multitask a little too many things. You know, I even had to put the microphone up and above so I wouldn't get paint all over it, because usually it's underneath me. And that would have been trying to paint over top of it. So we're creative with this all the time, as long as my phone doesn't fall on the other
one. So about the phone, I was like, "You go, Dr. Jane. Make it work."
Yeah. Well, if it falls, it's going to fall right into what I'm doing here. So let's do one for you. What is your question?
Well, I will say I agree. I think like the last almost hung up because the last caller, I was like, "Oh, that was awesome! I love that." But I like what you said about, you know, being creative about what you had to do with your cell phone to just make it happen. And I was thinking the same thing because, you know, I've been struggling about moving, and it wasn't falling into place and wasn't falling into place, and I finally found a place, and it's finally looking like it's falling into place, and then I got overwhelmed thinking about, you know, how expensive it is to move. So then I was like, no. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm not going to worry about it.
You know, when that part kicks in, that overwhelm anxiety about the costs and stuff like that, that's the ego trying to sabotage a change of direction. That's all that is. I'm going
to
bust its balloon a little bit, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know? And you can save up for that. Your intention will start to bring it in.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Think about it. So here's what they have me pick up.
A lot of things are starting to change.
I'm sorry. Say that again. I interrupted you.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
They had me pick up a color, green. I'm going green, of course. Green, new beginnings. Hello. Are you seeing the one a lot?
Am I feeling what?
Seeing the number one.
Oh, my God. Yes. All over the place. I was working the other day, and I was processing something, and it was like the dates were like 11-01, 11-01. It was just like 1-1-1-1 all over the place.
Yeah, and you know, for those that don't know what that is, and this is interesting. Okay, for all those computer people out there, they have me doing, and I have to do it in a certain direction, not the way I would normally do it. First, I have to draw a 0, and then a 1, And then it goes 0101. That's like a binary code, believe it or not. You're like, how does she know all that? Because I have computer geeks in my family. But I'm kind of one too, or I wouldn't have been able to figure out how to do this. Anyway, a zero and a one. And I went this way on purpose. I went to my right. I know it's upside down on the thing, and I can't help that. The phone flipped on me. I'm moving to the right because going to the right in our neck of this world is a forward movement. Okay. If you were in a different language and you wrote the opposite way, it would probably feel different for you. But, and it's a never ending, circle, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. I know this one is interesting. It's kind of deep. So hang in there, but you can do it because you're so analytical, Shadonna. You're so analytical. And this one has got you going, wait a minute, what's going on? The zero, so it went into the right, and that means a never-ending movement of energy. It will always move. It will always move forward. What happens is when we try to stop it from moving forward, that's like trying to stop a freight train. Okay? That's hard. That makes it, you see what I mean? You're going to get worn out trying to slow it down or stop movement. Okay, now they had me put that one down. I know, just bear with me. The number one, I was feeling very strong. And the green color, they had me pick out the green because the green is a renewal and a new beginning. So you have a one in green, okay? It's your time. It's your time. The only thing holding it up is you having overwhelm and letting that trip you up.
Yeah.
Is that making sense?
Yeah. Absolutely,
yes.
Positively. Yeah.
I mean, are you keeping yourself just locked up and not doing anything? Because even if you saved, here's the thing with the universe energy that's amazing, and I think this is where it's going to sink in for you. If you saved $5 a week and you had intention for that to be your account or your little account of money for moving, that's your moving money. Put it in a milk money jar if you have to and just call it moving money and start doing whatever you can or do a bank account. Some people are pulling all their money out of the banks. So I'm not saying which one to do there. I'm just saying have that intention to start, even if it's small. The one interesting thing is now you have the zero and the one. So you have it's a beautiful symbol here. And the one being beginning, but then it repeats. If you look, and they had me thinking of computers because it goes 0101010101. That's like binary code. Mm-hmm. It continually moves forward. There'll be continual new beginnings. We all have them. And this won't be the last one, Shadonna. This won't be the last one. But if your passion is to move, then say, okay, I am moving is your affirmation. And I am saving money for my move and put some money in there. Make a jar, a bucket, a shoebox, and then start it. Because that puts the energy out into the universe clear that my intention is to do this. This is what I want to do. And then that's putting a clear message out there. And then you will find that it'll get easier and easier, and then it will start to be bigger and bigger and more. Before you know it, you're going to have what you need to move. And the best part about it is if you change your mind and you don't want to move and you want to apply it somewhere else, you can. But you have to be proactive right now. That's the big thing right now. I know for all those that are tuning in, it's like, what is she painting? We're painting the messages, okay? We're not trying to paint fancy pictures. We're painting the messages. This is a powerful message for you. They want me to pick one more color, so hang on. And Brian, hang on. I see you. Brian, I will be there. Hold on. I got to finish this. Okay. One more. Quick. They want me to bring in the yellow, which is the third chakra color for me. Yellow is confidence. You need some confidence, girl. You need some confidence, so here we go. And you're going to love this. They want this, and I've got to water it because it's a wash. They want you to wash over every bit of it with your confidence and know it's there. It's not bigger than you unless you believe it is. Holy cow.
Awesome.
This is the most craziest looking art ever if you were to look at it from a third dimension, right? You're like, oh, what is that? What is she doing? Because you need to wash over all of these doubts with confidence. And Michael comes through again. He came through with yellow, but he comes through with blue. I'm running out of time. But the yellow is what your confidence. Just know right in your gut, you know, when your stomach gets upset, go, no, no, no. I am confident. I am safe to do what I love. So I just gave you a whole lot of I ams.
Love it.
Yeah, you got that?
Yes. And thank you very, very much.
You are very welcome. And it looks like we have to go to break. Yes, we do. Yes. I heard you, Brian. I got it. All right. Shadonna, it was wonderful to talk to you. And this is a great message for anybody feeling the same way about a big change. It's time to be proactive and start do something small. So thank you so much, Shadonna. We are going to take that short break. When we come back, we're going to do another painting because I got so much to tell you and I got to paint it. We'll be right back after the break.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Have you ever wanted to learn about the colors of your chakras? Well, now's your chance. Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, is hosting an event Friday, November 4th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in Mount Vernon. Every person will get a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Join Lynn Brown November 4th at the Riverwalk Studio in Mount Vernon. To register for this event, call 360-588-4713. That's 360-588-4713.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
And we are back for the last segment, and I've got one more that's for everybody, and this is just flat out coming from Archangel Michael. And, you know, let me go right now because I don't have very much time in this one, so quick. First of all, he wants you to know that nothing is too big without, if you ask him to be with you, There's nothing that can be scary. He's the one that removes the fears. He's the one that, and I love this. You know what? Oh, okay. This way and over this way. And what he's doing is these are his wings. He's having me go all the way across the paper. So if you think about Michael and it's blue and these are the wings, his wings, he wants to cover and shower everyone, protecting you, wrapping those wings around whatever your passion is and you, because emotionally what is happening for most people is that we love something so much that we're almost scared of it because it's so big. It has such a big emotional feeling to it. I just got the biggest chill with that. Oh, goodness. I don't know how much HD is here, but you might see goosebumps all over. That was kind of big. Anyway, when you visualize, if you just took a second and closed your eyes and thought, you know what? Look at this. Hey, wish I'd thought about that earlier. But now, since my camera won't turn around, my phone, I'll do it this way. So it's the wings. And if you were to think of his wings being huge and ginormous and could wrap all the way around you, well, when you feel concerned or afraid about something, they're wrapping all the way around you. They're holding you tight. You're being safe in them. I mean, you are safe in them. Listen to my grammar. Goodness. And then you have those emotions, those scary thoughts that what if somebody laughs at me? And what, you know what? I'm sure people are laughing at me right now and they can, because laughter raises your frequencies. And I've still done my job as a light worker here. For light workers out there, if you're feeling absolutely exhausted or you're feeling beat up by the haters out there that just want to slam everything you're trying to do, don't let it happen like that. Let him wrap his wings around you and let yourself feel safe and know that your passion and moving forward is your choice. There's going to be people that are choosing not to go this way. It's going to get pretty bumpy and that's okay. They can do that. We have to let go of carrying that pain and that weight. We can send out love and we can send out support, but they have to receive it. You can't help somebody that doesn't want it. That's it. But you can focus on yours, because when you have your passion in your life and making it a priority, and yes, I do make paintings that look a little more like something, but these are energy and it's the message. And they give me so much information if I just dive in without knowing what's going to happen. So I'm out here not knowing from one minute to the next what's going to happen, what we're going to do, and just go with it. And you can do that too with your passion. You can do that with what you love in your life. What is it that you love? What is it that you want to do? What is it that you have been overwhelmed, feeling freaked out, afraid to just do it? We had two callers that really brought through what the angels wanted everyone to hear today. They're calling in with their thoughts and what's deep inside of them. And if you really listen to the message in that, yes, we are all connected no matter what, because their questions, their thoughts, their reading, their painting was for a lot of it. I mean, everything that I was saying and picking up for them was for me too. Was for you, was for everybody. Where are you having trouble with tolerance? What do you need to heal? What are you avoiding? What are you really having a hard time with? And we see a lot of it out there in the world today. It doesn't have to be that way. I'm going to remind you one more time. You can go to the website. You can see any of the archives of the shows in video or audio stream. JenRoyster.com. You can go grab the free classes. I've been very busy trying to work with some brand new things, and I do have the intention of putting more workshops out there. But when they stopped me in a dead halt and said, hang on, there's new information that we want you to send out, I said, you know what? I can't question that. I'm just going to have to put my launch dates at a different time, or they're going to completely change it around and I don't even know. So right now I'm in listening learning mode as well. And I am sharing the experience with you every week as to what's happening. You know, when you have passion and you want something so badly in your life and everything in the world gets in front of it, you're the one that can change that by putting the intention that it will happen and that you are. So I started saying, you know, I really love painting. I really miss it. I want to do it more. First they had me bringing it into the radio show. And you know, when you first think about that, it's like, how's that going to work? Okay. That took me a while to figure out, you know, and we got that. And then it was, how can I do it more often? And then they said, well, how about we communicate with you a little bit more that way? And they have before, but now it's like amazing. We just get more. Michael helped me personally to feel very safe when I did that. And just taking wings and wrapping them around to where you feel safe enough to just do it and go for it. And you can take little steps if you feel like, well, if you're thinking the end result, you know, you hear sometimes in law of attraction, think the end result. Well, that means like in your I am. Think about that. Like I am moving, for example, for the last caller. But if you think the end result where all the details are sorted out and you're trying to understand what all those details are, now you're getting in the way of the end result. Don't worry about all those details. Just have that intention and that it's already happening and live like it's happening and visualize that it's already happening. I ams are very powerful. They're very, very powerful. When you feel tired, I am thriving. I have plenty of energy. Whatever it is you need a little extra help with, do it. Just do it. And I think these were really cool today. I mean, it was actually so much fun. Hopefully eventually when the budget's, there, you know, we will have a better camera instead of my iPhone hanging over the painting taped up. It's hilarious if you can see it, but it's working. Where there's a will, there's a way. So it works. It doesn't matter, you know, and I want everyone to know that you're loved and love is what's coming into the future. Love, it's already here. It's a matter of accepting it, but love is the energy that's going to take us into that next ascension level. The more we work to heal, we have to heal and release all the negative thoughts, beliefs, emotions. If you work on that personally, now you are going to lift up. The dimensions are going to feel like they're separating. You're going to see people over here being, oh my gosh, they're back in that old horrible place. And then you're going to see people over here, they're kind of together right now where you're seeing people living and thriving. And then you're going to see misery. Yes, it's a little bit of both right now, but eventually we're going to a much better place. And the more of us that jump onto that, the better and the easier it'll be. Because, you know, that's what I want. What about you? You know, this show is a metaphysical way to help you ascend. That's what I'm trying to give you. All the energy behind everything, your thoughts, your beliefs, everything. The energy is the root of what you're seeing manifest. Right now, manifesting is moving very quickly. That's why it feels like, wait, I don't know if I can do. Get the mind out of the way. The mind thinking, it's going to be moving more to a heart thinking. It is. It's moving to heart. Lead with your heart, because when you lead with that mind, it will probably try to sabotage anything new because it doesn't understand it. It's just the way we're wired. So find ways to get into what you love. Doing what you love could just be knitting, or it could just be walking, or it could be biking. It could be taking photographs. It could be anything. Maybe you just love reading books. Read books that are going to lift you. If you are one of those that are just on the news channels 24/7, take a break and put some positive news into your life as well, because, you know, we need some positive news out there. And that's what we're trying to do here in this show. I want to say thank you so much. We're out of time. please come and say hello to me over at the website, jenroyster.com. You can check out the YouTube channel. We also have the video stream information on the website. And I want to say thank you for being with us today and watching. And I hope this has been an inspiration to you to where you can do what you love and make it a priority in your life. Make it be a part of your life. You will find that there's going to be a lot of things that change when you start to do that. Just keep it simple and start there. Thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.